Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jane Metzler, and here's what's happening. A mother and her five-month-old daughter recovering in the hospital after they were shot inside their West Philadelphia home early Sunday morning. KYW Shara Day Howard spoke with a close relative who was there when those shots rang out.
I heard a pop, pop. So I got up, went into my sister's room, blood everywhere.
Amira Mathis says she's still holding her breath after the most frightening morning of her life.
I'm like, what is going on? She told me that he shot me. I said, who shot you? She couldn't tell me because she was freaking out. So now I'm freaking out. The baby also got shot one time.
Now police are searching for the alleged gunman who supposedly fled the scene in a silver truck. Investigators say after 4:30 Sunday morning, the 43-year-old mother was shot multiple times and the baby once in the leg. The victim's sister says it just all happened so quickly.
I called the cops. The cops came. They took the baby first.
Police are now looking for the father of the child in connection with the shooting. Both the mother and the baby are expected to survive. The family says they're just happy to have yet another holiday together.
Now we here. My sister's fine. I had a surgery. My girl is outside. And I really feel like we're really blessed to even be here to see another day.
The investigation is ongoing. Police say they do not have a motive. Charity Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia authorities investigating the death of a toddler in Point Breeze this morning. Police say it was close to 5 o'clock when officers were called to a home along Titan Street near Wharton after getting a call about a 2-year-old boy who wasn't breathing. Medics immediately performed CPR on the child before rushing him to the hospital. Sadly, he was pronounced dead about a half hour later. Cause of death has not been revealed. No other information has been released. That fire, which tore through an apartment building in Upper Darby Township, Delaware County yesterday, has left at least one person dead, 7 others injured, and around 75 others displaced from their homes days before Christmas. One of the injured is a firefighter. This happened around 11 a.m. at Lanark Place Apartments on Township Line Road in Drexel Hill. Upper Darby Fire Chief Nick Barton telling NBC 10 this started in an apartment on the second floor.
Fires in apartment buildings are exceptionally challenging. When the fire is anywhere below the top floor, you have all of the floors above to deal with. So in this case, you have people trapped on the second floor. You have people trapped on the third floor.
Raymond Irwin lives on the second floor. He told NBC 10 he and his girlfriend saw smoke and banged on his neighbor's doors to let them know. Then they were trapped with thick clouds of smoke blocking both exits.
So at that point, we were all kind of panicking, and we just ran back to one of our neighbor's apartments. We closed the door, and we went to the deck. From there, we just kind of waited to see how they were going to extract us out of here, and they got us down with the ladders. It was definitely very scary.
The Red Cross says all of those displaced are being provided temporary lodging by the property's manager. Authorities investigating the cause of the fire. On this, the last weekend before Christmas, people came out in droves to the malls and shopping centers trying to find those last-minute gifts. The National Retail Federation says a record 159 million were out shopping Saturday alone. KYW Sunny Morgan was at the very busy Cherry Hill Mall.
Hundreds of people were grabbing last-minute trinkets for their loved ones as the clock is winding down on Christmas.
Keita says she finished her shopping early and is helping her daughter pick out gifts.
I do a lot of my holiday shopping at Black Friday. It is too many people in here. My husband talking about I'm going against the traffic because there's so many people in here.
David says he's shopping for his parents.
Yeah, I think we're going to get a gift card route with this one.
He says he may shop earlier next year due to the crowds.
It's a 10 out of 10 recommendation. Definitely just kidding. No, I don't recommend this at all. Do this a month in advance, not 5 days out.
Sunny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Christmas is Thursday. The last night of Hanukkah is tonight. And another holiday is coming up. Friday marks the start of Kwanzaa. KYW Sheridan Howard tells us about a local museum hosting celebrations with lots of fun family activities.
So hosting it here at the Penn Museum, it gives us an opportunity to lean into sharing human stories.
That's Rora Girona Farrell with the museum, and she's heading the 2026 Kwanzaa celebrations, which she explains highlights seven main principles of the holiday, such as unity, self-determination, cooperative economics, creativity, and others. And the first principle, unity, will be welcomed in with a musical performance.
We'll kick off the day with Karen Smith's drums and a welcome session, including a drumming workshop.
Back-to-back workshops and family activities will fill the day.
All ages will engage in educational workshops, art activities. They're also actively demonstrating the principles of Kumba, which is creativity, and Umoja, which is unity, as well as developing an appreciation for the performing arts.
The Kwanzaa celebration will be held December 28th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. It will be free admission for everyone. You just have to register ahead of time. Charity Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And that's the All Local. I'm Jane Metzler. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.